Our readings today speak of God's patience. God's patience with us, God's patience with his creation. And St. Augustine says, God's toleration of evil. Now, why does St. Augustine say this? He says it because it reflects the reality in which we live. Jesus describes this field sown by God. And then the gospel goes on to say, the evil one also sows in weeds. And so we find together wheat and weeds in the world, in the church, in our hearts. And there are two ways that we can respond to this, which is a kind of mystery, if you will. We might, on the one hand, find ourselves being impatient. Why does God have to be this way? Why do we have to wait until the end of the age, until the judgment, for that separation to happen? Why can't God just do it now? On the other hand, we might react and say, oh well, it's too complicated for me. Just kind of have to deal with this. But it's worth taking the time to reflect upon where we ourselves are among this kind of paradigm of wheat and weeds. St. Augustine, in one of his sermons, says, if you find yourself to be wheat, give thanks to God. If you find yourselves to be among the weeds, to be one of the weeds, don't give up hope. If we were left to ourselves, we might easily be that group of weeds. If we are wheat, Augustine says, be merciful towards the weeds, because you once were a weed and received mercy. What is it that changes us from weeds to wheat? Augustine says, it's God's grace, of course. And God's grace, that gift of God, that is God himself working among us, we see characterized in the other parables in our gospel today. The mustard seed, the yeast, the leaven. It's just a little bit. The mustard seed is very tiny. But the effects of these tiny things are much larger than we would expect them to be. So God doesn't come to us through his grace by big, overwhelming displays of power and might, though he could. But he rather works from within. When we move from ourselves and where we might stand, we might think about the field in another way that Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas talk about this field. Yes, the field is the world, but the field is also the church, where we find wheat and weeds amongst every level of the church, from the parish here to priests to religious to bishops to the Vatican. And what is the difference, we might consider, between a genuine reformer of the church, one of the saints like Bernard of Clairvaux, like Saint Benedict, Teresa of Avila, Ignatius of Loyola, Philip Neri, and a schismatic heretic like Martin Luther or John Calvin. They both desired the same thing. But the difference is, all those saints begin with the reform of themselves. And they're content to be those mustard seeds, that leaven, that starts off very small, trusting in God's grace to bring about fruit greater than they could expect. Whereas the schismatic heretic like Martin Luther, John Calvin, they just go out and find a different field. And so they separate themselves and declare themselves to be where the true church is going to be. Now, there's much more complicated theology over there because they have to deal with the reality of sin too. But when we look at the saints, they're governed by that charity for the church, that love for those creatures of God who are fellow members of the church. And they desire that others might grow in holiness. They haven't decided yet, nor is it their job to decide who's holy and who's not. Many times there are people who appear not to be holy, and we don't know what their future might be. There might be a change. Look at Augustine, or the saint that we celebrated yesterday, Camillus of Lessus. There's other people who appear very holy, and they appear holy, but perhaps are not. And so what is our attitude towards these people? As Augustine says, have mercy on them. If we ourselves decide who is holy and who is not, who is saved and who is not, suddenly there's a whole bunch of people that we don't have to care about because we've already judged and consigned them to hell. So why should we preach the gospel to them? Why should we care for them? Why should we desire their conversion? Why should we desire their holiness? On the other hand, to go back to that dichotomy that I mentioned at the beginning, if we're simply indifferent and believe in this kind of indifferentism that is somewhat characteristic of modernity, where people can just kind of decide for themselves, we actually do the same thing. Here's a bunch of people I don't need to care about. Here's a bunch of people who don't need the gospel. Here's a bunch of people whose holiness and whose salvation I don't care about, who don't need to hear the gospel. God will take care of it, whatever. In both of those situations, we lose what actually Augustine calls the leaven in this parable. The leaven that is the love of God. The love of God that we receive through the sacraments. That love of God that we are supposed to extend towards others so that others might be drawn in to this salvific plan of God. Our second reading today talks about the groaning of the Holy Spirit, and it does so after talking about our own human groaning, that groaning that desires the fulfillment of God's plan, that groaning that is that kind of frustration that we sometimes feel with the way things are in the world. And St. Paul said that the Holy Spirit comes to our aid. The Greek word is a little bit more nuanced. It says the Holy Spirit intercedes with us, groans with us, because it's the Spirit's task in this world to draw people to Christ, to draw people into relationship with God. And so if we ourselves are in relationship with God and have that Holy Spirit, we will want to draw people to God. And not in an overly simplistic way where we kind of preach on the streets and yell at people and tell them to repent and go to confession. That doesn't really work. We go back to that first reading in Wisdom and how God acts. And those parable on how God acts in the mustard seed, in the leaven, in the little ways, in those ways that transform from within rather than smack with a lightning bolt. And so this morning, let's pray that we might be that wheat, that we might allow God's grace to transform us into that wheat, and that we might live out of that love of God that we receive, that we might be leaven in the church, and that we might be that leaven through God's grace in the world around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.